The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland State Mortgage Late Don't Wait program. For more information and personal counseling, the number is 1-877-462-7555.
Which side are you on? 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 My daddy was a miner.
That's the voice of Joseph Jenks, a labor singer. And there was a day when I was a young man that we in the civil rights movement had a singing revolution and movement going on. And somehow singing just went away. But then I learned about these labor choruses and that right here in Baltimore City, there's something called the Charm City Labor Chorus. And we have two folks involved with that in the studio now, Vicky Hedian and Daryl Mock. Good to have you both in the studio.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Good to be here.
And Daryl, you're also head of the Labor Heritage Foundation?
Yes.
Right. We'll hear about that in a minute. I'm curious about that. So tell us about this labor chorus. I love this idea. When I first heard about it, I mean, I have friends in this chorus, Dean Pappas and Claudia Light and a few other people I know who sing with y'all. So tell me a bit about this labor chorus.
Well, we're excited about it. The chorus was founded by Pam Parker, one of the...
Pam Parker.
Yeah, yeah. Baltimore resident at one point and a songstress. And so she pulled together a group of folks, and the chorus began a while ago. And we've performed quite a few times. We've sung with the D.C. Labor Chorus. We've sung at the... Baltimore Orioles and the Nationals Labor Day game last June, and at a few other events throughout the area, including at the State Capitol with the D.C. Labor Chorus during one of the George Washington – I could be wrong about George Washington, but it was one of those Memorial Days where they remember something that was done in the original signing in one of the original rooms. For something.
I'm not surprised you did here in Baltimore. I mean, I know that Peter Angelos, who owns the Orioles, is a real pro-labor guy, so he's I'm not surprised you sang there. So, and how did you get involved in this, Vicky? What's my
mm-hmm. Well, I love the music, and I've spent my career working for labor unions and employees, but this aspect of the culture and the heritage is just so exciting. It's just something I love. I love to sing the songs. I love to pass the songs along.
Yeah, this labor chorus is a phenomenon going on around the country, I understand, right?
There are several choruses around the country, New York, Seattle, D.C., and there's one in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Steel Chorus. There are lots of choruses. Many unions have choruses or groups that they put together to sing at their conventions or for various activities, events that they have. So there are lots of them. Some of them are hit and miss. They come and go depending on the sort of ad hoc musical ensemble. So they come together and then they disperse and they come back together again. The Labor Heritage Foundation for 32 years this year has been doing the Great Labor Arts Exchange, which started as the Great Labor Song Exchange. Mm-hmm. And so our Joe Glazer, who was known as Labor's Troubadour.
I've interviewed him before he passed away, yeah.
He was one of our founders and brought together folks like Bernice Reagan Johnson and Valdemar Velasquez and others who would come and share and swap songs. And Feeney's been there and Joe Jenks has been there. Joe Uline, who's one of our founders, is also from the Uliners, is a part of that as well.
And who are the Uliners?
Well, the Uliners is a local D.C.-based or D.C. Maryland, because he's in Tacoma Park-based rock music group that also sings some labor-related songs and a few other civil rights songs and across the board.
Let's cue up this first cut we're going to hear from the D.C. Labor Chorus, get people a sense of what Labor Chorus sounds like. It's going to be cut number one. We're going to cue up there, and it's called – let me just see what it's called here – Welcome Union Members is what it's called.
And they're under the direction of Elise Bryant.
Who is?
A well-known labor educator and labor artist as well. She's a spoken word artist and theater person, but also teaches at the National Labor College.
I mean, there was a time when song was really a huge part of movements mm-hmm. in this country, whether it was the labor unions of the 30s and the civil rights movement of the 60s. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it does feel like that has kind of dissipated and gone away. Is this kind of an attempt to resurrect that?
I think so. I think we are continuing to carry on those traditions, and the Labor Heritage Foundation particularly, that's part of what we do as an arts and culture organization in the labor movement, is to maintain that history and the culture of the labor movement through music, arts, and culture and creative organizing.
So this, what we're hearing now is Welcome Union members for the D.C. Labor Chorus.
Correct.
Let's listen just a minute. Listen, we'll come back and talk a little bit as you'll sing.
Welcome Union members, we are in your presence, hand in hand together, our union makes us strong. Welcome Union members, we are in your presence.
Sound good too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I heard the one piece that the Tri-City Labor Chorus has on, it's on YouTube. We'll play that at the end of the show. You'll hear a bit of what the Tri-City Labor Chorus. The only thing I think you've recorded right so far.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. And you sound very tight. I'm really happy to hear that. I wasn't sure really what to expect until I started reading about the labor courses and what they were doing. So what do you recruit your members? Are they all union members, or where are they from in our Tri-City Labor Chorus?
Some are union members. Some are just people who like to sing the music. We're always looking for people. We hope to find some more after we perform
at Morgan State University?
At our concert at Morgan, which is in the Carl Murphy Fine Arts Center. I should mention that. Morgan has been very nice to us and helped us a lot with logistics, so we really appreciate it.
That's great.
There's a unique connection, I think, between labor and civil rights and other human rights movements. And so being at Morgan is a great experience for us because it brings those relationships true to life for us in our current day. But I think also that we have some folks that have come from some of the peace and justice choruses that have existed in Baltimore prior to. There may be one or two members that were in an LGBTQ chorus at some point. So it's really people that are interested in making a change, a social change, social justice, equality, human rights, labor and workers' rights. So it's a combination of those kinds of people that are coming to this chorus and making it come to life. So we're looking to expand the diversity of the chorus, both in diversity in the presence of people, but also in the sound and the kinds of music and the genres of music that we do that really speak and touch the hearts of people to motivate them to do something in their lives and to keep things changing and to keep things going.
So you go ahead.
I was going to say it's
Vicky.
There's a lot of music. I thought I knew a lot of labor music before I got involved with this chorus, but I learned that there was so much more out there. And we don't just do the traditional labor hymns. Mm-hmm. We do new music that's just been written. We do civil rights music. We do music from South Africa, from the struggle against apartheid. We do Spanish music. We all learn. Different people bring songs to the chorus. We learn them, and then we pass them on. So we get, but we give. It's great.
We're finding the connections between movements around the world for human dignity. So it's not just about labor in the United States, but about labor and work and human rights across the world. And so that's why our music can span so many different places in so many different ways and so many different times and eras, because so much of what's going on is happening here, is happening in other places, and it brings all of that together and brings the power of what people can do when they join together to work in unity to a common goal.
So you see it as this is art, but it's fundamental to what you see as a building a union movement and building a world, a nation of human dignity and human rights. You see it fitting into that.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very much art. It clearly is art. You know, whether it's theater, whether it's dance, whether it's music, spoken word, poetry, it's all art. But art as a tool for social change, more than just art for entertainment. It is entertaining, and it's a great thing to come, and we hope many people will come to the concert.
Yeah, me too.
But it's not just about entertainment. It's about a way of life and motivating us to not give up, no matter how dark it may look or whatever's happening, that there is possibility, there's human potential that makes change happen.
I think you mentioned South Africa. We're going to cue up cut three from the D.C. Labor Chorus CD, which is Hospital Stomp Siyahumba, which is a South African song. So we'll cue that up and hear that, and we'll talk a bit about that in a minute, because as you said, you're kind of pulling songs from all over. You're going to play some of these? Y'all going to sing some of these?
Oh, yes.
We are. Some of the ones that you're playing, that your audience is hearing right now, are songs that we are going to actually be singing. So Welcome Union members, the first one that we heard earlier on, we'll be singing the Sia Hamba song that you're going to hear in a few moments, and a few others that are here. We're pulling from other choruses, other groups. A lot of the choruses around the country do a lot of the songs that we share, those mm-hmm. songs, and it's what allows us to come together, particularly during the Great Labor Arts Exchange, and sing together because so many of us are using some of the same songs.
Yeah, I think we're planning to do Bread and Roses, which is one we were talking about from the Lawrence textile strike
right.
of 1912, a beautiful song. Pam Parker is the soloist on one of the versions we have here.
Let's see if we have a chance to hear that before yeah. we have to go today. Let's hear this, the hospital stomp.
We are gonna win with health care now. 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 We are winning. We are winning.
You should be singing that in Congress right now.
Well, we're planning on it.
Yeah.
Are you planning on it?
We've done some rallies and some protests and some marches and things that we've sung many of these songs at the Capitol, outside of the White House during last year's Great Labor Arts Exchange and the Conference on Creative Organizing. We actually did an action where we went to the White House and we had a rally in front near the White House at Lafayette Park to offer support to the president, to say that we elected you and we expect things to happen, and so we're on your side, but don't forget that we are still expecting things to be produced and to be done. And so I think in the movement, we have to find ways to be supportive of the officers that we, the elected officials that we elect, and hold them accountable at the same time and recognize that some of it is going to take time. We've got a long history of stuff that we need to get changed. So we've got to get through the muck and mire of that while we're expecting change to happen. So we have to continue to be supportive and to push for our agenda, but not give up on it and not give up on those that we've elected within, you know, it's only been a year. So, you know, we should be expecting great things, but we should also be patient as we push for great things.
Do all these labor courses ever get together at one time in one place?
You know, there has been one time before where there was the Great Choral Convergence. And actually, the Labor Heritage Foundation also has a catalog of items that we sell both by mail and online. And so that CD and others, much of what you're hearing today and others are available there. But at www.laborheritage.org, where you can also find out more about both the D.C. Labor Chorus and the Charm City Labor Chorus on that site as well. But we are looking to do another international choral convergence, which would bring international labor choruses and choruses that are similar to that together, hopefully in 2011 or 2012.
So I like that. Where will that be?
It will probably be in the D.C. area.
Oh, cool. We'll have to broadcast
that. Or Baltimore.
That'd be great. So when's the Charm City Labor Chorus going to record a CD?
That's a good question. That's a high priority.
I would imagine it would be.
I think once folks hear us and give lots and lots of money, that we'll be moving in that direction. This chorus, I've been so impressed in the time frame that I've been here with them as the director, so excited and just listening to the sound. Sometimes I'm just directing and they're singing and I just get caught up in it and I'm just all smiles because they sound so amazing to me.
They
so
sound
I think
great.
There's no time that we'll have a CD soon, hopefully.
The one cut that we'll hear at the very end of the hour that we'll pull off of YouTube at the Labor Chorus, the Charm City Chorus House. It really does sound good, and you'll mm-hmm. save that to the very end of this program. Let's shift some gears here, and I want to go to cut number 10, I think it is, that you picked out, Daryl, which is I Feel Like Going On. Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Is that
yes.
What we're going to hear next? What is that song?
That song comes out of the African-American church tradition and is a message about not giving up. And I'm tired, but I still feel like going on. I still feel like reaching towards that goal. I still believe it's possible. So I feel like going on even though I'm tired.
Going on, I feel like going on, though trying.
feel like going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials mount on end.
I think it's so cool about this. One of the lovely things about this is that, I mean, this is a serious choral group. Mm-hmm. It's not just a bunch of people getting together to sing labor songs. I mean, it's as serious as any choral group that I've heard. When I hear what Seattle sounds like, D.C., the Charm City, I mean, this is a very serious group of singers who also has a social commitment.
Right. Lots of dedication. The choruses meet regularly. We meet, for the last several months, we've been meeting weekly. And
where do you all practice?
At Morgan State at this point. We've been at Morgan, we've been at Gulvin's Boundary. And where were you before I came along?
A few houses. I mean, we started off with four people. We have 20 voices now, and so the little rooms got outgrown. Mm-hmm. But
let me ask you this question, because I want to hear this one piece by Pam Parker. We're talking about Bread and Roses. Which cut is that? And we'll have them.
I think it's cut 12.
Cut 12 on this other CD. And it's Pam Parker, Bread and Roses. I want to hear that little piece before we have to go. And then we're going to leave you at the very end of the show, of course, with what we pulled down from YouTube. You can hear what the Charm City Labor Corps sounds like.
As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day. Million darkened kitchens, 1,000 new loaves gray, a touch with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we come marching, marching, we battle too for men. For they are women's children, and we mother them again.
Oh. Now, Vicki, you were saying this. Tell the listeners a bit about Bread and Roses, what the song is from.
It's from the 1912 textile strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts, when 25,000 workers walked out and went on strike for 2 months. They had something like 50 different languages among this group. They had a strike committee of 56 people who ran the strike, and then a second one in case the first one got arrested. And it was about pay cuts. They were being cut back from $8.76 a week to $8.45 a week.
Not an hour, a week.
A week, yes, yes. But the strike became a movement. It really is a very famous strike, and it benefited many thousands, hundreds of thousands of textile workers in the Northeast beyond just those who participated in the strike. And really, that's true of labor and labor struggles in general. We've all benefited from the labor movement, whether we're in unions or not, because of what labor has accomplished in improving working conditions and getting things like health care and pension and the weekend.
which is exciting, which is one of the reasons why I think when we sing this and why we sing these songs is to bring the reality of the quality of our work lives to everyday people who don't realize it, who don't think about it. You know, we expect to be off 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
We expect that our children can go to school and they don't have to be forced into labor camps or to go work somewhere. We expect
to work at
the age of eight, or to work in the mills or the mines, and because they're small, they're the ones pulling the brakes on the in the miners' things, and they're dying. You know, we don't worry about those things anymore in this country as much. I'm sure there are some places where there are some dastardly things still going on that we don't want to know about, or we don't want to talk about, right?
And the eight-hour day.
Yes, and the eight-hour day.
Whatever happened to the eight-hour day?
I don't know. Many of us have lost that, but I really have appreciated this. We're going to, as we leave this conversation, we'll be hearing the Baltimore, the Charm City Labor Chorus. This has been phenomenal having you both
in
the studio.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with this labor,
Thank you,
City Labor Chorus. Looking forward to hearing a lot more out of this.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care.
Boom, boom, do 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 do. Do 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 boom boom do 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 do.
plant the food. We drive the cab. We load the ship. We run the lab. We build the bridges. We fly the plane. We do the work. This is our day.
We do the work. Boom, boom. We do the work. Boom, boom. We do the work. This is our day.
Sell the goods, yes we do. We lay the stone, we do the work. This is our home.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work.
We do the work. This is our home.
You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show, Public Radio WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders Center, providing clinical research trials that evaluate new therapies and the latest treatment options, including surgical intervention for advancing stages of disease. The number for more information is 1-800-492-5538.